They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Nick Young Tractor Parts out of Great Britain has a 30-year history. And you're the guy that started it.
I started it, yes, on my own.
Yeah, really? Mm-hmm. And coming out of being the guy that was fixing tractors to the guy that was selling tractor parts, how different is the tractor parts different? How different is it in Great Britain? Are smaller tractors or?
Yeah, we have generally smaller tractors than you. Our business, we specialize in John Deere, and most of our parts are for the European-made John Deere tractors, the Mannheim-made tractors.
Got it.
That would be our biggest parts we sell, and our customer base would have those tractors. We would go back to when John Deere set up in Germany in the 60s, so back to the early 20 series, up to the current ones.
Hmm. Nick Young is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Nick Young Tractor Parts in Great Britain. Talk to us a little bit about this next generation. The kids are now running the camp. You and your wife, Hillary, are traveling the world, enjoying things, your bucket list. What's different and what's the same now that the kids are running the business?
They've changed direction. I started out as we'd say, a breaker. You'd say a parts man or salvage man. We'd sell as much new parts now as used. When my son joined me, he went out and got agencies with the major component suppliers to John Deere. Major one being what we would say ZF, you would say ZF. And those would know that John Deere use quite a lot of ZF or components in their tractors. We've become a specialist in their IVT, which is their indefinitely variable transmission. The part supply with that has been in the past difficult, but we are now ZF's service partner in the UK. So if you want parts for those transmissions, you get them from us. We have exported a lot of those parts, transmissions and parts for those here to the United States. And the same with parts of front axles. We've also an agent for Dana Spicer, the front axle. We sell, again, a lot of parts for that. Heller Lighting, again, a component supplier to John Deere. We sell that. Mahler, who make the radiators for John Deere and some of the electrical equipment. So that's what we've done. And we are, maybe some of your listeners have heard of BEPCO.
Of course.
And we are BEPCO's biggest British customer.
Really?
Yeah.
So things have drastically changed over the years.
Yeah, it has changed. Yeah, I always, when I was the workshop manager before, I never made a conscious decision to deal with BEPCO, but if I knew I ordered from BEPCO UK, it turned up on the van next day.
Oh.
So I developed a relationship with them, and it's carried on.
Talk to us a little bit about agriculture in Great Britain. What's an average farm like? What are the people growing there?
The country is really divided into halves. On the eastern half, that's arable farming. Would be probably somewhere between 500 and 1,000 acres with an average farm. Still a lot of family farms, still a lot of traditional family farms, but the big farmers are getting bigger.
Mm.
They would grow wheat, barley, what you call canola, we call oilseed rape, and sugar beet. Some sugar beet, there is still, depending on how near they are to a factory, there's still sugar beet grown.
And the western side of the...
western side gets the effect of the Gulf Stream. It can grow grass. So a lot of cattle. And in the highlands, we've got the mountains that run down the middle of the country, not all the way down, and that's sheep country.
And dairy?
Dairy, yes, there's still some dairy. That's often around a lot of the cities. Dairy farming would be around in the Midlands and around Birmingham and probably North London and... in our area, I'm from Lincolnshire, I'm from the east, very little dairy from there.
You just said Lincolnshire, which is the town that you're based in.
We should say city. Lincolnshire city.
City, right, yeah, it is a city. does it ever occur to you how deep the history of that land is? I mean, here in the United States, we're a relatively new country, of great friends with Great Britain, of course, but the age of buildings and the history behind all of those now cities that used to be towns, does that ever strike you as being...
When you think about it, yes, but we've got a cathedral that if we go into the city, we drive past, and that's 1,200 years old. And it's got a Roman wall, which is even older than that, and still Roman ruins.
Wow. You know, it is fantastic. And again, for those of us who have been fortunate enough to travel and go to other countries and see other cultures, it is always simply amazing to us how different things can be, but yet how similar things can be. People are simply still people, and we all have our ups and downs and our...
We speak the same language, although not always, always understand each other.
The relationship between the United States and Great Britain is very positive. It was an interesting thing, and I don't know where you stand on the royals, but my bride happens to be a royal follower.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Queen passed away, mm-hmm. it was a real saddened day here in the United States. And I can't quite put my finger on why, but it was like we've known her for our entire lives, and that was a major loss.
If everyone's grandmother, wasn't she?
She was.
We talked about going to see her coffin in the House of Parliament, but the lines were too long, far too long. But yeah, it's constitutional monarchy. They don't rule us. They reign over us, and they have to have our consent to do that.
Yes, and now Charles has finally made it to king.
Yep,
and which is. He's waited in the wings a very long time.
A long apprenticship.
Yeah, he did.
And he was, you know, we thought he was, he was way ahead of the curve on green issues, and wasn't he? And he's there. It's all come to fruition with him.
So yeah.
I think he'd be a good king.
Good, good.
And they've no real power. The power's
still in Parliament.
Still with the Parliament, but he has to do what Parliament says.
Right.
And there's a thing called the Privy Council. I don't know whether it was on TV. When he actually I'm not talking about the coronation, he has to go before them, and they give him the right to
reign.
To reign, yeah.
Yeah.
To rule us, he reigns over us.
Yeah.
And I think I've read somewhere that some of the best or the happiest countries of the world are constitutional monarchies.
Well, sure, and why not?
Yeah, it works. It works for us.
It does work for you. And you can see how disjointed things are here in the United States.
Yeah.
And you go, I don't know.
Yeah. I think we'll stick with what we've got.
His name is Nick Young, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Nick Young's Tractor Parts, a good friend of the broadcast. And I think every time that you're here in the States, we've sat down to have a conversation. Last time we got into politics and Brexit.
Yeah.
Brexit, and that's not changed, as you indicated, a whole lot, so yeah, we won't go there. A final question for you, Nick. As the kids are now taking NY Tractor Parts, what do you think is on their horizon? What can you offer them as a piece of advice, and I know you probably give it freely, that they should perhaps think about moving forward?
I think we're looking to export more. We export to 52 countries now, so we're trying to get back what we lost to Europe. I think we are going to go back into the European single market, probably not as soon as I would like it. And we're going to expand the ZF side. That's going to be the new part side. That's what they're looking at, and I'm supporting them.
Good.
I offer them advice when they want advice.
And sometimes when they don't want advice.
No, I've tried to let them have their... My wife never thought it would work, but I've stood back and let them have a go.
Well, Hillary is just such a bright spot, and we're so proud to know both you and Hillary, and it's always a pleasure to see you at the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association Conference and Trade Show. Nick, I've watched you during the past couple of days here. You are everywhere, speaking to everyone. You've got a lot of friends here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy coming. I enjoy talking to you.
I enjoy it as well, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is always such a pleasure to sit down and visit with Nick Young from Nick Young's Tractor Parts of Great Britain. Great guy, great insight, and just a lovely personality. And by the way, his wife, Hillary, not bad either. All right, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. Oh, we will have a link to Nick Young's Tractor Parts up on the radio blog. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.